So that would be that would be the first thing. Probably there's something going on in us, or we just wouldn't be here. But maybe also there's the question in us, well, can we really... Okay, so the Buddha did it, and there was Pingya, fortunate enough to actually meet that man. But can we really attain what Siddhartha attained? I mean, can I really do it? I mean, can you really do it? Can Kemasuri really, can we individually really do that? Is it possible for us? Is that a possibility for me? So if you don't have these sorts of questions in your mind, I think you should. I think that they're good to have those questions and just try finding out, well, what's your immediate response to that? And does it kind of touch something in you? So, yes, I've been on retreat for the past week down at Tahaloka, and it was a meditation retreat for women who've asked for ordination. And part of the thing we did in the afternoon, Alia Shree was there, and she led this section in the afternoon that we called Devotion to the Buddha. So often it was a spot for doing pujas, but it wasn't only that what we did. And for a couple of afternoons, she enlarged upon the theme of walking in the Buddha's footsteps. And it was beautiful weather down there in Shropshire. So we were outside on the grass, and we were meditating in a new shrine cabin that's out in the grounds anyway. So we were pretty much in touch with the elements. And she just said, go out and just imagine that you're walking in the footsteps of the Buddha. So I thought, well, all right, I'll try that. And it's just sometimes, someone gets you to do something really simple. You just have to let your imagination engage with it. And I managed to kind of let that happen. So the first afternoon we did it, I was walking over in the grass on my bare feet, and it's pleasant on the grass and everything, and sunny. And I just got into this imagining following the Buddha. And actually what happened was I found myself with responses in me that were, oh, he just never stops. Imagining yourself walking along behind. I was going, he just doesn't ever stop. And he's always talking to people, and everyone comes and asks questions, and he always stops and speaks to them and talks to them. And it was just, I just contacted this response to myself with, oh, it's just too much. And it's just too much to do it, and it just goes on and on. And so it was very heartfelt. It was this sort of, what a lot of effort and what a lot of continuity of purpose is involved. But with the Buddha, and then since I was being his disciple in his footsteps, I was getting involved in this. And I just got in touch with a lot of what a lot of effort's required. So that was one afternoon. And then the next afternoon, we were doing the same thing. And this time I thought to myself, I'm going to walk behind Alia Shree. I'm really just going to walk in her footsteps. She didn't know this, but I was coming along behind. So I was walking a few yards behind, but I was walking behind. And this time I just had a completely different response. I was walking along, I was thinking, wow, it's just great to have somebody's footsteps to follow. Because you're not left doing it all on your own. And equally simple, very simple, but it's just the directness of that simplicity that just came up. And I just touched into a lot of gratitude for being in that position. Partly directly because of Alia Shree, because I was appreciating what she was doing on the retreat. But, beyond that, imagining myself being in the Buddha's footsteps. So I'm not like Pingya. Wasn't directly there at the time, at least not to my knowledge. But I am still directly in contact with something, and what a relief it is that there's a set of instructions, that there's a whole set of, advice to follow. If I want to, when I do tap into that feeling of troubledness of heart, but also longing, in my heart to find a solution that really, really, really works at all depths in me, then actually there's a whole lot of advice to follow. There's a whole lot of advice to follow, and what a great fortune that is. That's immense great fortune to be in that position. So Yeah, so it's good to, I mean, that particular example of just someone saying, look, just imagine you're following in the footsteps of the Buddha. Maybe it's the kind of thing that does work more directly and effectively on a retreat anyway, but wherever we are, it's good to have, reminders about the position we're in, reminders to practice. So both reminders about what happens when we don't practice, and also reminders about what can happen if we do. And in Tibetan Buddhism, and particularly in this teachings and texts that Gampopa wrote, there's sets of those teachings. So there's a particular set called the Four Reminders. So you might have come across them in various places, or even been on retreats on them. So those four reminders are our precious human life. The second reminder is impermanence. The third one is that actions have consequences, or you could say a law of conditionality, or even just the law of karma. So that's the third one. And then the fourth one is the futility of wandering around samsara. So precious human life, impermanence, law of karma, and the futility of samsara.